Live from the historic Detroit Golf Club, home of the Rocket Mortgage Classic. It's the Spin on Golf Show presented by Rocket Mortgage. With your hosts, PGA professionals Jordan Young, Mike Fay, Brian Cairns, and WJR's own Sean Bullegian.
Well, so glad you could join us on a Sunday night here on 760 WJR. We've got Mike Fay, Jordan Young at the DGC, BC, in the beautiful northern portion of our great state. And we are getting ready to go for another edition of Spin on Golf. What's up, fellas?
Mr. Shawnee B, it is a great Sunday again. We are at DGC with my good friend Mike here, who's in Rocket Mortgage Red. BC is up north, as usual, Michigan Open. And it's been a long day of teaching for me, so I don't know what I'm going to say tonight, but I'm ready to roll, boys.
You got done early. I thought you were going till 8.
I went from 8 a.m. till 6. I'll never do that again, but I felt just as good at 6 o'clock as I did at 8.
There you go.
So, yeah.
A lot cooler for us guys.
It was a beautiful day today. Thank God it wasn't, 87 or 8 degrees.
Yeah, the humidity went way down. Got some wind blowing, which was nice.
But driving in today at DGC here, Detroit Golf Club, lots of stuff up. The banners are all up. It's looking tournament time. It's really green. It's clean, and everything looks pristine. It's awesome.
Such a beautiful place. Had the opportunity to be out there the last couple of weeks. And again, folks, just 3 weeks from right now, we'll all be together and potentially talking to the winner of this tournament right here on Spin on Golf from where Mike Fay and Jordan Young are. How different is it from last week? Of course, Mike, you and I were out there last week, and they were really, really starting to get things up. I'm guessing it's next level in just the course of a week, Mike.
Yeah, just looking outside when you pull in to the right, you can see there's a big grandstand that wasn't there, Sean, last week, which is cool. And then up by 18 there too, there's more stuff. So it's looking good, looking real good.
Earlier this afternoon, in case you missed it, of course, Jordan was teaching the Palmetto Championship down in South Carolina. Congratulations to Garrick Higo, who I said this when we were talking to our buddy Chris Renwick, our little crosstalk here on 760 WJR. Point blank, I don't know the first thing about this guy other than what I read about him about in the last half hour. So if any of you have anything to add about this guy, BC, I think you said it best. I was watching it this afternoon, and it really looked like the tournament nobody wanted to win, but Garrick Higo said, okay, I'll take it, and ends up with a cool $1.3 million.
Yeah, piece of cake. Get to go to the Masters. I've got a job for 2 years. I got a jet skier coming right up my front yard here. anybody can win out there. That's all I can say. They're all really, really good.
He played in the PGA at Kiawa, and he's playing his second major here coming up at Torrey. Pretty good for a start, because his PGA was his debut, right?
Debut, yes. Tied 64th there. Oh, this one, I mean,
he
grabbed it by the throat on 12 today. Ooh. From 183. He knocked his approach to 9 feet, made eagle. Then he turned around and birdied 14, and he took it away from the guys, I think.
And so he was leading after the
And then we had some falling apart going on by the other guy. So, he's a running rebel from UNLV. He's 22 years old, very young.
Perfect. It's a segue.
And good player. There you go.
The golf course is really hard. You look at the front nine, they made a couple par fives, par fours. So you got to stretch from like 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. It's like, oh my. And, 5-15 par fours are the way it is. But, you look at it almost sea level again where they are down there in South Carolina, just outside of Hilton Head, basically. So it's a big boy golf course. And, I can see 17 being a bogey for these guys. But 16, I mean, Hadley, firing one in the woods, I'm like, dude, come on. You're a tour player. You don't do that. Finish the deal.
Yeah, in case you missed it, I mean, I'm watching at BC like you, and I thought it was Hadley's to lose, and, well, that's exactly what he did. Finish with bogey, bogey, bogey his last three holes to finish just a stroke back of, once again, a 22-year-old South African. And it goes to show you again just how worldwide this game is. 22-year-old kid playing for UNLV, and he gets himself a big win today.
How about BC's lookalike winning in the Champions Tour today, Jerry Kelly?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, 14 under, big big win over Miguel Angel Jimenez.
Yeah, they're going head to head there for a while.
Freddie Couples, 13 under. Jim Furyk, T4 with Ritu Guzin. And Mike Weir still playing good, T7.
He's just printing cash right now.
He shot 7 under today. Same as Stricker. Pretty good. Pretty good.
Yeah, guys are good.
They're playing in Madison, Wisconsin.
You hear this term a lot in sports all the time. Was a team looking ahead? Are guys looking ahead to next week? It's human nature. Everybody says they aren't, but come on, it's a major. It's Torrey Pines, all that. You know, BC, you've been there. You've been in the clubhouse with these guys. Is that just something weighing on everybody's mind as we sit now, what, 4 days away from it starting?
I don't think so. I mean, you got DJ there that he was part of the collapse, if I'm not mistaken. Yep. And not a collapse, boy, I don't know if Vegas should even take odds on this guy. I mean, after he's right where he needs to be, and I think he probably feels really good about, you know, maybe he didn't finish the deal, but it's almost Jordan and Mike feel about this. Maybe winning the week before, is that kind of a curse, or you're playing good enough to
no?
Well, I don't know, but I look for good things from DJ next week.
Triple bogey on 16. If you don't know what BC's talking about, triple bogey on 16 today out of DJ, and he falls three back, and that's exactly where he stayed.
Yeah. So, but 16 is a birdie hole, actually.
Brian, I was driving in yesterday before we kind of talked briefly on the range, and I was thinking, hey, you know, BC is heading to another major. He's going up to the Open this week. So it'll be a nice 4-day practice, get ready mentally, all that kind of stuff. So it's kind of running in line with what Sean just asked. I mean, you want to play well when you go up to the Open. You want to get in your rhythm. You want to get challenged. You want to get those juices flowing in the right way. You played last week at the State Pro-Am up at Boyne, and, you know, you guys played pretty well. I'm sure you wanted to kind of tweak and work on a few things. I guarantee if you finish in the top 5 or top 10 at the Michigan Open, that's not going to be a bad thing heading into a major on the Champions Tour. You know, I think you just want to make sure you have everything working in the right direction, or at least trending in the right direction. Doesn't matter what kind of tournament it is. I think these guys that are playing, they know they're playing in this event before they head to a major. They want to get tuned up. They want to get ready to go. You know, DJ, he knows he has to get some things working in the right direction. That's all.
Yeah, it's almost funny. I wasn't going to play in the Open until I qualified for the Senior Open, and I'm like, okay, I better get some reps and get some stuff straightened out now. And, I mean, on my small scale, what do you think they're thinking, you know, for the biggest tournament in the world, basically, second biggest tournament in the world next to the British? But, you know, I think it's it weighs on everybody's mind. You know, you want to be in the absolute perfect spot and do all the right things and tidy up your little bedroom before you go play the Open. So I get it. It's tough to kind of find your feng shui, basically.
And you know, some of those best players in the world never find that spot, and they know exactly what they're supposed to do. And you only have maybe 10 guys that are playing well that week. What about the Rorys or the other guys that are some of the best players in the world that never quite find it during the major week? You know,
yeah, Mike? it's such a fine balancing act, as you guys know, that and it's frustrating because you know you can play, you know you've done it before, but it's just not meant to be that week. Yep. It's tough.
Great stuff. Lots to come here on Spin on Golf. I want to ask the fellas about Torrey Pines. It's certainly one of those places that you know the name. I don't need to add anything else. I want to ask them about that. Mike Fay's going to check in with the LPGA. Evidently, we have two POWs this week, so stand by for that. Don't forget, Kevin Helm is going to be joining us at about 7:30 right here at Spin on Golf on 760 WJR.
Welcome back to the Spin on Golf Show, presented by Rocket Mortgage and the Rocket Mortgage Classic. Now back to your hosts, PGA professionals Jordan Young, Mike Fay, Brian Cairns, and WJR's own Sean Bolegian.
You know, if you are a potential sponsor and you are looking to sponsor a segment here on Spin on Golf, we'd love to hear from you. Contact WJR and Jeff Marcero, and you, yes, you can be the sponsor of Mike Fay Takes a Look at the LPGA. That's something we always like to do here on 760 WJR. The ladies are out in California. What's going on, Mike?
They are LPGA MetaHeel Championship and Daly City, California, going on right now. The leaders are on number 8 right now, and the leader is Matilda Kastrin from Finland, and she is currently 5-under through 8 holes on a round and has a 2-shot lead at 12-under. Notable round finish moving. We were just talking about during the break. She started at 39th place. She's tied for 3rd right now after shooting 64 with Celine Boutier. So, what a huge move she made down the line here, tied 3rd, Daniel King. And what was it, the at Augusta? What was the official name of it? The Women's Amateur, yes. Right?
I was
Jennifer Capchow. She is tied 3rd right now. She's 2-under on a round. She's at 7-under and tied 3rd too. And, of course, we always have to give an update as to one of our favorites here. She's moving up the leaderboard. She's at tied 12th right now at 5-under, Patty Tavatanikit.
Jeez, I was kind of waiting for Sean to put the mask on to announce the French girl's name there. What was it again? Boutier?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought Celine. Maybe we'd get the French Celine pronunciation.
Boutier.
Boutier.
Right.
Boutier.
There she is.
Yes.
There
thank
she
you.
Is.
Thank
mm-hmm.
you. All right. On to the next one.
I wanted to ask you guys about Torrey Pines. I don't know if you guys have all golf there or not. It is one of those names that I think even if you're a little bit of a golf fan or a golfer, I think everybody knows about Torrey Pine. And of course it all starts Thursday, U.S. Open. BC, let's start with you because I'm convinced that you have golfed everywhere.
I've played there.
Yeah, but that doesn't surprise me. So that's why I'm starting with you. But what can you tell us about Torrey Pines?
Oh, what a brute. I mean, just relentless. You know, they play the tour event there, the old Buick Classic, dare I say. But I think it's relentless from start to beginning, you know, from beginning to end, I should say. And hitting the fairway in 18 is really, really, really difficult. But obviously the views are great, and we know that. La Jolla is great. Everything's great down there in Southern California. But the golf course itself is just going to be a brute. I know the rough is way up from when I heard from the USGA guys already. And I think the scores are going to be extremely high this year. I really do. The greens are difficult, as you know, those seaside greens, which are Poana. And again, I look for high scores.
Public golf course, right, BC?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. A municipal golf course. Yes.
Yeah. And if it's one of windy, the absolutely most beautiful parts of our great nation as well. I absolutely love the San Diego area. I mean, just perfect weather. I'll say it again. I love Michigan. I'll stay here. But if you're asking me for beauty, boy, it's tough to beat that whole entire area. Mike, have you had a chance? Jordan, have you had a chance to get out to Torrey Pines? Just a little bit north of San Diego.
It is beautiful out there. Spent some time with Titleist out in San Diego and got to be over there. You know, BC, you're right. I mean, it's really hard, and if it's windy at all, it's going to be even harder. So, wow. I don't know.
That whole area out there is pretty spectacular, all up the coast. Yep. From the San Diego all the way up to L.A. and even up the other side. I mean, the topography is so cool. The winds can cause havoc, and you can kind of get mesmerized by the sea too. So
it's beautiful.
You know, it's cool. We've all been out there a bunch. It's where the majority of the golf industry is in Carlsbad area, whether it be Titleist, TaylorMade, or all the other companies. But you know, it's beautiful. They love going back there. I'm sure the players are excited to get after it. I mean, they were just there, right? I mean, when were they there? Was it last COVID? What was the major that was there that Morikawa won? Was he not there? San Francisco. Yeah. So, you know, the guys are out there quite often, and let's say they host three or four events out there a year. So they're mm-hmm. used, they know what they're getting into.
The grass is going to be the tough one to me. You know, the rough, obviously, thick, you know, USGA standards, and then the greens. You know, the greens, if the weather stays pretty dry, they won't have too much trouble. But if it gets a little damp out there, the greens, the Poana greens get really, really difficult to play.
We are going to ask for the guys' predictions in the last segment of the show. I think BC and I are both going to say the same names we say all the time. And BC, when we're eventually right, we can point the finger at everybody and go, I told you, you should have listened to me. Uh-huh. But I do have some odds. This coming from Vegas, the 8-1 favorite right now, as I just pulled this up, John Rahm at 8-1. He has been instilled at the favorite as the favorite. Let's see if it changes in the next few days. Koepka, Bryson, Spieth, DJ, Justin Thomas, all at 14-1. Rory at 16-1. Xander at 18-1 by himself. Then Morikawa and Cantlay at 22-1. And Patrick Reed, 29-1. And then a slew of guys. And I mean a slew of guys at 33-1. Berger, Simpson, Matsuyama, Zalatoris, Hatton, and Tony Finau. All at 33-1. It was funny. Jordan kind of yelled out Ian Poulter just for the heck of it, in case you're interested. 210 to 1, right?
I was not picking him to win. I just said he's been playing better.
Yeah.
And you're trying to put him on.
No, yeah, I heard it. No. I heard it. Did you hear it, Mike? I heard it.
Yeah, I'm going to correct myself. Hey. You threw that name out there. The predictions are coming after 7:45. But if you're looking for that long shot, because Jordan did say, I kind of like looking at the numbers for some of those guys down the list.
Correct.
210 to 1. If you want to, somewhere Eric Dortch is getting ready his list because he's been on some kind of a roll lately.
Bubba Watson, Matt Wolf, 100-1. Come on, where's Matt Wolf been this year? Hello, where's it? Where's he at?
Phil is 50-1.
Phil, 50-1. Come
That's
on,
a pretty good bet. I mean, he loves that place.
Yeah,
he does. I mean, that's a really good bet.
I think he retired.
Give me Lefty.
I don't know. That's a pretty good bet.
Sergio, Jason Day, 66-1. Come on. There's so many good players out
Ricky
there.
Ricky Fowler is the same odds as Phil right now.
50-1.
Wow. How about that,
Sean? Ricky has played well the last 3 weeks, so.
Well, we'll get the pros predictions, as I mentioned, after 7:45, as well as the punk of the week. Don't forget, Kevin Helm is going to be joining us. He's the executive director of the Michigan PGA at 7:30. I would be remiss. Eric Dortch, I do need to ask your thoughts, because if people are paying attention to this, Eric, you've been on quite a roll with some of your wagers lately.
Yep.
Are you so? People are definitely going to want to hear from what you have to say, because you've hit on a few of these. Eric Dortch back at our 760 WJR Spin on Golf Studios. What are you looking at for this weekend?
You know, I took DJ this past week, and I waiting for him to get back in form. So I like DJ to win at the U.S. Open next week. Of course, I'm going to lay a little bit of money on Phil because he did so well for me at the PGA Championship. And I don't know. I have to look this week, but I'm sure I'll find an underdog to put a little bit of money on.
I'm sure if you bet on everybody, you won't lose.
That's not going to work.
Yeah, that's looking forward to it. That's going to be a great time. It's also going to be a great time. 3 weeks from now, the tournament will be over, and we will be out there on the 4th of July. As I said, not only will we be taking in the great action at the DGC where Mike Fay and Jordan Young are, but hopefully we'll be talking to the winner as well. It creeps up on us. Boy, it seems like last week I was saying, hey, we're only 6 weeks away. we're that much closer to it, just a mere 3 weeks away from the tournament being over. And of course, make sure you check it out if you have the opportunity to do so. You will not regret it. No doubt about that.
That's an interesting point of view. You know, most people say the tournament's coming up in 3 weeks, and Sean Bolesian made two references to the tournament being over in 3 weeks.
I like that.
Well, only because we're gonna be out there for the end.
It's
of
about
the
us, right? Sean?
Yeah, it's all about us. Come on.
I
right?
like that.
That's what it's all about.
That's good awareness, BC.
BC just keeps making me so jealous too. It's like, well, I'm gonna move from the woods to the beach to now I'm gonna go to another scenic view. It's just, hey, I'm so in my nice drab here. White room. This is awesome.
It's so nice up here.
Good stuff up north. Kevin Helm is going to be joining us momentarily. Again, he is the executive director of the Michigan PGA. Talk about a pretty cool event. The 104th Turtle Creek Casino Michigan Open from Grand Travis Resort, which starts tomorrow through June 17, one of the state's longest running events. And Kevin Helm will be joining us to talk about that, amongst other things, here on Spin on Golf. So glad you could join us for a Sunday night edition of Spin on Golf right here on 760 WJR. Well, we were just talking to Kevin Helm during the break, and unfortunately, it looks like we lost him on StreamYard, so we're going to try to get him back for a second, fellas, and I believe he is back right now, so I'll repeat the conversation we had. He is really making a run at BC for the best backdrop as we have this conversation here on 760 WJR. Beautiful Traverse City behind him. I'll be honest with you, Mr. Helm. It looks like you're on a copter right now, and if you are, you beat BC. But we appreciate you joining us once again, Kevin Helm, the executive director of the Michigan PGA. How are you, sir?
Awesome. Thank you for having me on. And yeah, Michigan PGA members listening, don't worry. The section did not buy a helicopter. I'm in my car.
Hey, what does this weekend mean to you? Kevin, what does this weekend mean to you? I know, all jokes aside, you're on your way up to Traverse City, and you're kind enough to take the time while you're out at a restaurant to have a chat with us. What does this weekend mean to you?
It's one of my favorite weeks of the year. The Michigan Open is, I know back when I was younger and working for the section and running the tournaments, I looked forward to it more than anything. I just loved the time we had, the attention to detail we could spend, be up here for a week and really put on a high level event. The players appreciated it. And we also have a great venue. The Bear is a special course. I mean, it definitely separates who's hitting it where they want to hit it and who isn't. So it's just a special week. And now I'm not physically running the events now. Justin Phillips, our tournament director, does a great job doing that. But I get to kind of supervise and be up here and kind of, you know, work with the media, work with our sponsor and talk to the players. And it's just it's a great week and very fulfilling when we get to the end and we know we had a good event and we're going to crown a great champion. I know that.
Kevin Helm kindly joining us here on 760 WJR. I know the pros all want to talk to you. You guys all know each other. BC, we'll start with you. What does this tournament mean to you? And can you add anything to what Kevin just said?
No, not really. I mean, yeah, it is probably the biggest tournament in the state, I think. It always has been. Obviously, one of the oldest state opens in the country. Knowing that who's won it and who's been here, and then all the time up here at the Bear, and the Bear has become a very special place for a lot of players, especially in my generation, a little bit older, that have played in it for, you know, 35 years up here, that it's a great place. It really is. Like Kevin said, it separates the the dummies from the real guys. And we look forward to a great week, and the weather looks great up here. But like I've always said, nobody runs a better golf tournament than the Michigan PGA. And I always try to tell everybody else in the country the same thing. So looking forward to it, Kevin.
Yeah, thank you, Brian. Very kind of you to say. And I'm going to give all those kudos to Justin. We've been fortunate to have him for quite a while working for the section, and he does a very good job and takes a lot of pride in putting on a good show.
BC, I'll just piggyback on a few things you said. You know, when I was a little younger than you, and we used to spend a lot more time together, and I kind of thought you were cool to hang around with and learn from and all those good things.
Those days disappeared.
No. Well, yeah, because somebody's working a little harder right now. But anyways, you know, the Michigan Open was always an awesome week. I mean, I don't know how many years I went up and played in the Open, and you know, I was competing and finishing in top tens and stuff like that, and playing with guys like Randy Erskine and John Traub, and I was younger and I could play a little bit, and that was the most fun week. It was a tough golf course. It was really good competition. There was a lot of amateurs playing. There was a lot of really good pros playing. You know, Hebert was winning every year. I think Mike Smith might have won one year. Remember Brent Veenstra shooting 62 and winning up there. I mean, it's just, there's a lot of history. I'm glad they're back up there. I played a couple years ago and grinded my way around for, I think, 3 rounds because the last round was canceled. But unfortunately, I won't be there this year. I'm heading out to Vegas again, Sean, instead of playing in the Open. So, I'm just glad that you're back, that we're back up there, and hopefully it's a long time coming. And thanks to the sponsors on Turtle Creek and the Grand Traverse Resort, Kevin, good job getting all that stuff done. And you know, looking forward to a good future with them.
Yes, very happy that it's back up north, Kevin. Always looking forward to, you know, it's one of the events playing for years and working at Boyne for so many years, being able to go over there and be up north, right?
Yeah,
and it's pretty cool. And you guys got it back there.
Yeah, thank you, guys. The one thing that interesting that what Jordan said is Brent Veenstra did shoot 62 on the Bear. I think for a while he had his license plate was Bear 62, yep. But he didn't win.
Oh,
he did not win that year. He won the next year. So 62 during the year he did it wasn't good enough to get it done, but he did win the following year.
That's crazy.
Yeah, Kevin Helm, the executive director of the Michigan PGA, kindly joining us in Spin on Golf. Kevin, this wasn't an easy year for anybody. Captain Obvious here to tell you that. But golf is exploding all over our great state. I almost feel like it's a state of a union. But here it goes. The state of the union in our great state for golf seems to be pretty good. What say you?
Crazy good. And, you know, last year was very difficult for everybody, and I almost hesitate to say how good it turned out for golf because I feel terrible for a lot of the industries and the business sectors that were not able to open up and be successful. But once we got, you know, things figured out and, you know, all the people running the facilities, the owners and the professionals and the staff at all the facilities did a great job operating safely and providing a safe but also a comfortable environment, a welcoming environment for their customers. And boy, they came out in droves. And this year is no different, that we've continued that momentum. It's, you know, right now there's still a lot of people working from home. I'm not saying they're not working and they're golfing instead, but I think just their schedules are freed up more and they're still a lot of people playing golf now. And it's great to see. You see, you know, people getting reintroduced to it. You see families playing together. Courses, they're having record years, you know, last year and this year, they're just talking about how busy. Now, the tough thing is they don't have any help. Kudos to the people on the front line that are operating the facilities and doing their best to provide a great experience with, you know, less help than they really need to do the job. So hopefully there'll be the employment situation will rectify itself here soon. And hopefully we'll be able to take care of those employees that have been kind of doing the heavy lifting here through this process.
It's the 104th Turtle Creek Casino Michigan Open from the Grand Traverse Resort. It is the Bear. Starting tomorrow through Thursday, June 17th, of course, one of the state's longest-running golf events, started in 1916. My goodness gracious, when you think about that, Kevin, you got to shake your head. But it's, you know what, it continues to grow and it continues to get better because of all the caretakers that you spoke of that really put this place on a pedestal that it belongs.
Yeah. And, you know, it's humbling to kind of be in this role for, you know, when you look at how long the Michigan PGA and this event's been around. I mean, just like, you know, professionals that have a job at a facility, you're in charge of taking care of it for just a small period in time. when you look at, you know, the lifespan of that facility. And I feel the same way about the Michigan PGA and this event. It's an honor to kind of be involved in it now for whatever segment of time it ends up being. But, you know, it's like you leave a golf course better than you find it. We just are trying to do the best we can and hopefully keep elevating this championship. And it's going to continue to be a premier event for long after I'm gone.
Great stuff. Kevin, before we let you go eat your dinner, I'm sure it's ready by now. Anything final to add? Anything that you'd like to get out there as executive director of the Michigan PGA?
Well, one, I want to thank you for all you do, not just, you know, here promoting this event in golf, but what you do all the weeks in promoting golf and the key players that are in the game and running the facilities. And it's great that you do that. I also want to thank Turtle Creek Casino and Grand Traverse Resort. You know, we're very fortunate to have their support and be competing this championship on just a wonderful venue. And wish the best of luck to all the players. It's going to be, we have good weather this week. Golf course is in terrific condition. It's going to be really fun to see who plays well and rises to the top.
Well, we'll be talking about it. And hopefully, as you said, it's going to be a fantastic week up there. Really appreciate you taking the time, Kevin. Enjoy the tournament. Most importantly, enjoy your meal as well. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.
See you, Kevin.
Kevin Held, thanks, so Kevin. Cool to be joining us. I mean, seriously, how cool is this guy, fellas? He's literally in the parking lot of his restaurant. He said, I ordered. Hopefully by the time I'm done, my dinner will be there. So thank you very much, Kevin, for joining us. Punk of the week, some predictions on the U.S. Open, and I'm sure that Jordan's going to mock me somehow, so stay tuned for that. This is Spin on Golf here on 760 WJR. All right, final segment of the show here on a Sunday night. Before we get to Punk of the Week and some of the picks for the U.S. Open next week at Torrey Pines, see, this is the opportunity. If you want to be a sponsor, we could insert your name here before I say these words. Mike Fay on the LPGA. There's been a little movement, whoa. Mike Fay.
Yes.
That rhyme?
Yes, a little movement. Leaders are now at 9-under. Remember, they're out in California. It's going on, right now, live on the Golf Channel. Matilda Castron still is in the lead. She just made another birdie. She's at 13-under. She is on 9. And, BC, this is for you. She's climbing up the leaderboard. And do-do-do-do-do-do. Tied third is Patty Tavakant. Yep, Patty Tavakant. Yep. So there she is at 7-under. So we're cheering for her.
Look at Parsons. Parsons, put that graphic back up. Fay on the LPGA, sponsored by. You could get Mr. Big Voice to do it. Well, let's see if he can. Fay on the LPGA, sponsored by. And there you go.
Rocket Mortgage. Rocket Mortgage.
Yes, there you go.
I have a Michigan Open story, and I know BC's heard this one before. I know we got to get into our picks, but I'll make it quick. So I told this story as I was playing up north with the eventual winners of the state pro-am. Because I had just hit a shank on number 12 on the third hole of the Ross course. And I thought it was kind of funny. So I took the time to tell them the story about one of my famous shanks on the 9th hole at the Bear. And at the time I was 7-under par in the third round, tied with John Del Carabo. And if many of you have played the Bear, you know that number 9 is not an easy hole, and it's an island green. Well, as a lefty and hit the shank, guess where I hit it?
Not very
Somehow good. I hit it on the walk path over there.
Nice.
And it was still dry. So I went over there, and I like whipped it up on the green and made, you know, a pretty nice 4. Mm-hmm. And so John Del Carabo hit it, and Johnny's a great player. And I don't know where he finished that week, but he hit it to a foot. After I hit the shank.
How did he do
that?
And
so I was walking with him to the next tee. I go, hey, JD, I go, that had to be in the toughest shot you've ever hit in your life. He goes, double. Double that.
Yeah,
he hit it to a foot and made birdie.
How did he do
and
that?
And we laughed and it was fun. But anyways, sure. that's one of my Michigan Open stories. One.
Love it.
Yeah.
Outstanding. All right, guys, here it comes. Put your money where your mouth is, literally, with all the gaming out there, to be sure. But who are you looking at? Tournament starts Thursday, next Sunday. In all likelihood, we'll be talking about the winner while we're on the air. Who do you guys like? Mike Fay, I'm going to start with you. Is there somebody that you're looking at saying, this is my guy?
I'm going Phil. I don't know why. I'm just feeling it.
Come on.
Sorry.
Jeez.
I like it.
Get off the bandwagon.
No, no wang wagon.
Come
ride
on.
The wave.
Come on.
Ride
I like
the wave, the baby.
Just because you got the red wave. Shirt on, you're
going to
take
the wave.
Look at him. Jeez. Look at him.
The wave.
I'm taking Louis. Louis Oosthuizen.
Lucy, what's the assassin?
Louis. Louis's going to bring home the title. 40-1 odds. Take it.
I'm going to the bottom of the alphabet, probably with Sean. No, I'm taking Zalatoros.
Oh, there he goes.
I thought you were going with the Westwood again.
No, I kept going. I got to the W's and I went, no, I keep going.
Is he's it, old is it for 42 with Westwood.
I know. I'm just tired of him watching win, probably. But anyway.
So he went even lower to Zalatoros.
He did.
I kept going lower, yeah. I like this kid.
I like him, too.
You know what? Your Westwood is Tony Finau for me. He's going to win at some point in time, right? Right?
That's what I keep saying, but
right?
You know what?
He's just right there. So, definitely we'll be keeping you up to date with what's going on. I'm not joking. One of the most fun moments I've ever had on the year was watching Phil win a few weeks back at the PGA.
Oh, yeah.
That was insane. I've been fortunate to be in this business for almost 26 years now, and I'm serious. That was memorable. And if it's half as memorable next weekend at Torrey Pines, it'll be a fantastic tournament. No doubt about that. All right, a few moments. Here's another opportunity. Don't say that we don't give you opportunities. If you are looking to sponsor the Punk of the Week, make sure to contact 760 WJR in care of Jeff Marcero. And yes, you can sponsor the Punk of the Week. BC, go right ahead.
Let me tell you something. I've been playing this game a long time. One thing that really, really, really pisses me off. Can I say that word?
Yes.
Pisses me off. These people that don't know how to rake a bunker. I mean, pathetic.
That's what those
brutal.
Are for?
Don't care. Don't play my game. If you don't rake a bunker, move along. Go play croquet.
I like the people that say, well, it is a hazard, right? Don't hit it in it.
Go play croquet.
Go play
croquet. Go play
like
croquet. Go away.
Like it.
Man, I'm kind of disappointed. I thought it was going to be a better one than that, BC.
No, it's
– So BC.
See, this is where you guys need to watch online because do you know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of like one of those WWF kids bits when I was a kid. I'm here to tell you, brother. Rakes it, and BC went in. He started moving the hands and he got it. And I was like, Hulkster! And it was
Punk of the week powered by your name here, Bunker Jerks.
That's too good.
All right, Sean, here's my deal for you.
Okay,
I know you're a huge Habs fan and all this glory, and you beat my Leafs. And so, you know, just to rub it in, I am going to Vegas with my son, wife, and his girlfriend for a little hockey trip, and I'm going to game two.
Are you really?
And you know what? I'm going to pull for the Habs, and I'm going to think about you the whole time, and you know what? I'm going to love it. So you know what to you and your Habs.
That's my pump for the week. Sean Polesian. Yeah. And his Habs. And his Habs. It'll be fun. A big week, no doubt about that. U.S. Open week. What more needs to be said? Torrey Pines, and we'll all be back. Thank you, not Habs man Belegian. Thank you, Mike Fay. We have definitely proven that once and for all. But we're going to be keeping our eyes on Torrey Pines. All three of you have played there, right? All three of you have played there.
I have not played there.
Oh, you have not played
I
there.
I have.
All right. Fantastic. Don't
hit it in the rough.
Don't.
Marcero is going to take us with our sponsors out next year.
That's right. WJR. Credit card.
Have we mentioned if you're looking to sponsor any part of this show, make sure that you contact Jeff Marcero. And Jeff Marcero will take care of you, and hopefully you can take care of us. I still want to go watch you play in July, BC. If we can find a way to do that, to head out to Nebraska. That'd be a heck of a lot of fun.
Let me just call the station office. Let me go to the top. Let me go above Marcero on that one.
Doesn't Frank have a plane?
Possibly.
All right. Hey, listen, final few seconds. I always like to ask you guys, what do you got coming up this week? Anything you guys want to hit on?
Just the Michigan Open.
Okay.
No big deal.
Yeah, yep. No big deal. No big deal. Best of great luck. Jordan?
Work tomorrow all day, Tuesday all day, on the plane to Vegas Wednesday for another USHL camp. And game two, Habs Vegas Knights.
Very, very nice. Yeah. We are very proud of all of our kids that finished the
good point.
The Michigan High School Boys State
Congrats
Championship.
Congrats to T-Bone Cod for That's winning right. individual championships and the Skyline Boys.
That's right. Yep. We're proud of all you kids that made it in there and all of us that we coach. So it's all good stuff. Yeah. And looking good forward point. To the summer season of all these golf tournaments for these kids.
Yeah, I'll echo that. It wasn't an easy year for you guys. Bravo. Bravo across the board. And certainly this year, we'll all just shake our head and we won't think about it anymore. Special thanks to Mike Parsons, Eric Dorch, and of course, the above aforementioned Jeff Marcero for everybody involved. My name is Sean Belegian saying until next week. Have yourselves a fantastic week. We'll talk to you again next Sunday night right here on Spin and Golf.